On Thursday, November the 9th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts, the Boston-based Grammy-nominated string orchestra, A Far Cry, will be presenting a new evening-length work called The Blue Hour. The Blue Hour features Grammy-winning singer Luciana Souza in a song cycle written by five leading female composers: Rachel Grimes, Angelica Negron, Shara Nova, Caroline Shaw, and Sarah Kirkland Snyder. The text is by the 2017 Wyndham Campbell Prize winner, Carolyn Forche. I had a chance to speak by phone to one of the composers, Shara Nova, recently, and she told me about the process that the group used to create this extraordinary piece of music.
Of course, when you go to write a piece with five people, you have your fingers crossed. But the way that we did it was the five of us got together over a weekend and just sat down with each other and spent time and really went through the poem and decided on the form together. It was really a beautiful process of everyone throwing in their ideas in a really democratic way. And A Far Cry also came that weekend, so we got to share ideas with them. I think that's what's been so interesting in working with a truly democratic ensemble. That was a first time for me, and a first time for me also in doing this kind of collaborative process with other composers. So it's been a real adventure.
Did you have a relationship with the other composers before this? Did you know them?
Strangely enough, when I was in college, I had a CD of the Rachels, which Rachel Grimes was a composer for that group. And so I knew her material way before I put two and two together of who she was. You know, that's been 20 years that I've known Rachel's work. And then Sarah Kirkland Snyder composed two song cycles for me called Penelope and Unremembered. So I've been a fan of hers for a really long time. And then I'd composed music for Caroline Shaw's group, A Room Full of Teeth. And then Caroline and I had sung some of Sarah's pieces together. So there's a lot of kind of crossing worlds among us. And then Angelica Negron, this was my first time in meeting her, and she's absolutely lovely, very, very creative. I think it comes through in the work because you can definitely hear all of our personalities, but there is something that is also familiar between us, and I think the collective we work, you know, there's a similar musical language, very song-oriented, and that's what this piece is.
Of course, you had the text from Carolyn Forche's poem. You had words to work with, and I suspect words are incredibly important to you.
Yes, yeah, very much so. This was a really challenging poem, though, because it's very long, and it's an abecedary. So it's written like A, B, C, D, E all the way through, and kind of picking out which lines we were going to take was maybe the hardest part because they were all so many beautiful lines from the poem, but it would have meant we would have been at a five-hour work if we wouldn't have just hand-picked which lines we each liked.
And is that how you did it? Did you each choose a portion of the poem and then go away and work on it individually?
Exactly. We knew that we wanted to stay with the abecedary form so that we would honor the original poem. And then we just picked which lines we liked. That's kind of where we started. And then there were adjustments along the way. But yeah, we basically started a Google Doc, and then Joseph Saramatori is a fantastic dramaturg, and at the end, we had someone else kind of look it over. He gave his comments.
And then did you all go to rehearsals then with a Far Cry orchestra and put your bit in, or did you just give the finished piece to them and let them fly with it?
Fortunately, they have done several workshops, so I believe Rachel Grimes was able to attend and the rest of us were Skyping in, or they would make a recording and then we would be able to make comments as the days of the workshops were going on. And it's a real luxury that we can all be in Boston during these final rehearsals before the premiere and just be together, and it's much faster that way. But the ensemble is so beautiful, you don't have to say too much.
I can't think of a better collaboration, really, especially with the vocalist Luciana Souza. What an amazing collaboration this is.
Yes.
And what an amazing experience it will be. Of course, we haven't heard it, but we are going to hear it at the Wise Center next week, which is going to be very, very exciting for all of us.
Wonderful. Yeah.
As a composer, are you used to having your own inspiration and working on your own, or are you used to collaborative work?
This is certainly my first time collaborating in a more involved way. I did a piece for A Room Full of Teeth called The Colorado, and there were several composers on that project, but we were never able to be in a room together. And I think what's special about this process is that we have been able to spend more time together, and I think that the work flows as a result of that. But normally I do just compose on my own. I almost always have relationships with, you know, the people that I've worked with before, so it's not common for me to maybe ship things off and never interact with the ensemble. I like learning as I go. You know, there's quite a learning curve, so it's helpful to me to be at rehearsals. I kind of think about it like I have a son and he's 7 years old, and I think, okay, don't yell across the room, cross over to him and then gently suggest something. And I kind of think with music it's the same. You have this child that goes out from you and draw close, get near, draw near to the work, and the nearer that you can be, hopefully the better the experience.
If people want to find out more about your work, Shara, do you have a website?
Yes, I have an ensemble called My Brightest Diamond, and that's my outlet for my songs. And then when I'm a singer or a composer for other people, then I just go under my name, Shara Nova. But there's no real website for Shara Nova, just My Brightest Diamond.
Shara Nova, speaking about the Blue Hour. The Blue Hour, presented to us by Boston's A Far Cry Orchestra, featuring vocalist Luciana Souza, with a new work written by five leading female composers, will be at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts on Thursday, November the 9th at 7:30 p.m. There will be a free pre-performance talk with Carolyn Forché and two ensemble members on that same day, Thursday, November the 9th at 1 p.m. in the Wise Center atrium. The Wise Center is a co-commissioner of this piece. Tickets are available online at bucknell.edu/boxoffice or by calling 570-577-1000. Thank you very much to Shara Nova.
Be brave, dear one. Be changed. Be